This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We've got new hats in the Rock Shop. It's the KISW Vintage Hat. This is a sweet-looking snapback hat. Got the old-school Rock logo on the front. Hoping to be rocking mine and painting the grass. I'm hoping I get mine. I'm looking at you, Vicky.
Yeah. Well, hopefully shipping makes it in time, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm told we're supposed to have them painting the grass. So, I mean, come on, Vicky.
You can get them at painting the grass then.
You
just bring a wallet, BJ.
Yes, and a credit card.
What's a wallet?
And you go up to the person and you purchase them.
Yeah, I think you should get me one.
No.
All right, you can get one. Just go to KISW.com.
Let's play B-Migs.
Instead, it's Whack It Wednesday.
Whack it.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, well,
Whack it.
Steve, you've been whacked a couple times this week already.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
Whack it.
Yeah, Mr. Wacky right over here.
I'm ready to whack.
Are you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He's the Italian Stallion now.
Yeah. Yep.
As we discovered earlier in the show, because he's an unstable woman who has great sex.
Yep.
Yeah.
And to quote the great philosophers, Crisscross, I'm the miggity miggity mac whack daddy.
Whack it.
Wow.
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Sorry. I'm just going to go.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
Miggity, 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 whack daddy.
No. Brian in Linwood is
sounds
taking on Steve. Brian, are you there, sir?
Not too shabby. How you guys doing this morning?
Doing great.
Are you ready to get whacked, brother?
Oh, geez.
Oh, boy.
Whack it.
No, I guess he's not.
No,
ready
I guess he's not. All right.
No, he's not ready. You're whacked.
What?
Yeah, there we go. That's a great
answer.
Well,
Brian's ready to play. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Ravi's playing for two pairs of tickets to check out the Seattle Suntan Figure Eight Nationals over at Evergreen Speedway in Monroe, and that's happening this Saturday. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want tickets, information, you can get them at etix.com.
Yeah. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Whack it.
For those playing at home, Brian will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Brian, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, let's do it.
The late 80s, early 90s sitcom Empty Nest was a spinoff from what TV show?
Pass.
Burt Reynolds starred in the 70s film Smokey and the What?
Bandit.
Yes. The TV network PBS stands for what?
Public Broadcasting Station.
No.
Pass.
What country were fireworks invented?
India.
No.
Pass.
Gary Gygax created what tabletop role-playing system?
Pass.
Who released the hit single Barbie Girl in 1997?
Aqua?
Yes.
Nice.
Which university did Bill Gates drop out of to start his own company?
Harvard.
Yes. What was the name of the sidekick of Mr. Rourke on Fantasy Island?
Pass.
Which amendment to the U.S. Constitution deals with self-incrimination?
shoot. That's fast.
What two actors exchanged faces in the 97 movie Face Off?
Oh, boy. It's not going to
happen. Man, I dropped a big deuce on this one.
Yeah. No, you didn't. You got three correct.
Yeah.
You got that third one. A little bit better than a deuce, but... Yeah.
Brian, had, I had so much hope for Brian.
Did you?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, when it began?
I've already lost two times to make, so I tried.
Oh, well, right. Third time's the charm.
Sure is.
Or a third strike, or
is it
something? Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
The late 80s, early 90s sitcom Empty Nest was a spinoff of what TV show?
Murphy's Law?
No.
Different Strokes.
No.
Falcon Crest.
No. Burt Reynolds starred in the 70s film Smokey and the What?
Bandit.
Yes. Yeah. The TV network PBS stands for what?
Public Broadcasting Service.
Yes. What country were fireworks invented?
America.
No.
France.
No.
Germany.
No.
Russia?
No. Gary Gygax created what tabletop role-playing system?
Dungeons and Dragons.
Yes. Who released the hit single Barbie Girl in 1997?
Aqua.
Yes. Which university did Bill Gates drop out of to start his own company?
University of Washington.
No.
Yale.
No.
Harvard.
Yes. What was the name of the sidekick of Mr. Rourke on Fantasy Island?
Tattoo.
Yes.
He playing.
Whoa. Which amendment to the U.S. Constitution deals with self-incrimination?
Sixth.
No.
Fifth.
Yes.
That's it.
What two actors exchanged faces in the 97 movie Face Off?
Nicolas Cage and John Travolta.
Yes. And Steve, you win 8-3.
Yeah. Oh. Sorry, Brian.
It's all good, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, it's his third loss to you, Steve. He's trying, but not making it happen.
Steve was the whacker today.
Boy, I would have been so angry at you with that PBS question.
Why?
Because I would have sworn it was system, and it's not.
It's not system. It's not station.
Yeah.
It's service.
Good for you and Steve to know that. I would have been screaming and yelling at you, and I would have been wrong.
I think this is one of the questions that your daughter gave to me, and I had to look it up as well because I didn't believe it was service either.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it is.
Had no ID. Oh,
the joy of painting.
Yes, it is. Yes. Bob Ross.
Bob Ross has taught Steve so much.
I guess. Not to have a head of hair.
Well, I mean, dude, that's genetics.
Wow.
Thanks a lot, Rev.
Wow. Just
as
like
a fellow bald man.
Man. Yeah.
Sorry. Shot.
So rude.
The late 80s, early 90s sitcom Empty Nest was a spinoff from what TV show? Now, this is a hard one. I know it's a hard one.
I don't even remember Empty Nest.
I don't either.
You don't? It was the guy who...
My two dads.
No.
No.
It was Golden Girls.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
But it was kind of a weird one because it wasn't a spinoff of any of the major characters. It was almost just a spinoff of a theme that they had of the Empty Nest. It's a really weird, long, convoluted thing.
Dude,
but
I actually do remember.
Oh.
And it was terrible.
Yeah.
That's about all I remember from that show. I remember being excited because I loved Golden Girls.
It lasted a long time, but it really wasn't that great.
It lasted? It really had more than one season?
Yeah, it was like six seasons, five
what?
Or six seasons. Yeah.
Empty Nest test.
I think like 88 to 93, I think I looked up and saw that.
That's amazing.
Yeah, the main guy on it was this old dude who's a pediatrician whose wife died, and then his daughters come back to live with them.
Yeah, remember that guy? I don't remember that guy's name. But I remember it was like
Mulligan? I think it's Richard Mulligan?
He looks like Sam the Eagle from the Muppets.
Yes, he does.
And that was the one thing I remembered about it.
I think he was on Soap, that actor we're talking about, which is why he was
Richard
famous.
Mulligan, yep.
Yeah. Was he on Soap, Steve? I'm pretty sure that's where we knew him from, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, not we, you, maybe.
Yeah. Well, he was a guy. Richard Mulligan was a guy. He was a very funny dude.
Very familiar face, too.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
I don't know that show at all.
Well, congratulations, Steve. You won with 8 correct.
Good job, Stevie.
Thank you.
Calling a break. Guess what you're doing? You're getting tickets to check out you and three friends checking out the Seattle Suntan Figure Eight Nationals Evergreen Speedway this weekend. Caller number 8, 206-421-ROCK. That's 206-421-ROCK. Get those tickets. Boy, this is... I wear contact lenses, so when I hear a story about this woman in the UK, oh, man. She's 42. She got nailed in the eye playing badminton as a teenager, lost one of her contact lenses, and now she finally knows where it went after a doctor found it lodged above her eyeball 28 years later.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's... oy. Oh.
See, her
I'm sure it gets easier with time for people to have, but that the whole idea of using contact lenses terrifies me. Like, I have a hard time even just like doing Visine drops in my eye because I freak out about it just touching my eyeball.
Yeah, it was tough for me. I started probably in the 90s. I started wearing contact lenses in the early 90s, and it was tough at the beginning. But the thing is I always know when these contact lenses aren't right. I can't believe she lived with this in her head because my eye doesn't feel right unless the contact lenses is exactly in the right way.
I know when I feel like a little hair like touches your eyeball, I'm like, it bothers me until I can finally like get it out. But yeah, dude, that's nuts.
So it was lodged up on her eyeball, and she didn't know. She recently went in after her eyelid swelled up and started drooping, and they found a small cyst. When they removed the cyst, they found that contact lodged inside it. So basically, this thing formed around the contact lens. Oy, oy, oy.
Was she putting other contact lenses in while she had that issue, I guess?
Yeah, and these were the old school hard lenses that people don't even wear anymore, and those were a lot more difficult to put in your eyeball.
Hey, the soft I'd be wearing glasses if I ever needed to wear need to wear glasses, and I hope I don't, but I mean, that, you know, I'm the only one in my family that doesn't wear glasses.
That's amazing.
And I still get great scores when I do my vision check every year, but I would just wear glasses. I don't think I could do that whole...
See, the hard
something into my eyeball.
You know what? They're really, the soft lenses really revolutionized it, because the hard lenses were, you felt them and you're like, oh, and here are some actors who have to wear hard lenses for special parts. But the soft lenses, man, you don't even feel them.
Although it would be cool to wear like those crazy looking contacts where like eyes are just all black.
Oh,
those hurt when I put them in.
Really?
I think there might have been, if there's just like a smidgen of like a speck of whatever on there, it feels like you have sandpaper in your eyes. Because, and they're so huge, so there's not really any way to like move them around. So.
See, that's the other thing too.
How often have you worn those?
I have a pair of black ones I got to wear once.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a very expensive purchase that I wore once for one picture. Expensive.
Are they semi-hard, Vicky? Because, I mean, the soft ones you can really roll up and like, you hardly notice them.
The soft ones you can like put anywhere in your eye, and this one you kind of have to be more. I had someone else put them in.
Oh,
but
damn.
They were pretty penny. I thought I was going to be able to do comic book photo shoots with them and worth the price. It was not over $100.
I was going to say more or less than 100.
More than 100, like 120.
And you don't even use them.
I got to use them once, and then they ended up drying out.
Another Vicky Impulse purchase.
Well, I've been eyeing them for a year at Comic-Con.
Well, have you? I've been eyeing them.
I get it.
Totally did that one on purpose. But
yeah, you did.
Yeah, I didn't get to use them like I wanted to.
$100 and something.
And they see Vicky coming at these Comic-Cons.
He's taking a Sharpie.
I mean, I should have at that point. It would have felt better.
Sharpie to the eye is always a good answer. I have a question. Why would a guy steal a toilet from his ex-girlfriend? Well, you know, I'm going to tell you why at 7:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. There's a woman on Reddit who says she broke up with her boyfriend on Monday. And he responded by stealing her toilet. And she put the picture up there. It's pretty amazing. There's just the open spot gone.
Well, it sounds like the breakup went well.
Yeah. She went to bed while he was still packing up the last of his stuff. And when she woke up, he was gone, along with the only toilet in her apartment.
One texter says they must have had a real crappy relationship.
Hey. So she says the old toilet broke a few months ago, and instead of letting her landlord handle it, the boyfriend wanted to do it because he works as a plumber, but then he constantly complained about how much money he spent on the toilet.
I never get people like that. They're like, I'm going to do a good deed. Look at me. I'm the knight in shining armor. And it's just like, well, and then you complain about doing that good deed.
You can see that had to be a sign that things were going bad.
Yeah.
You know, he must have known she was ready to head out. Like you say, because if you do something good and you're digging everybody, you just don't say that.
No.
You don't.
You just say, oh, here you go. You got a new toilet. It's awesome.
And she said that after she broke up with him, the first thing he said was, I am taking the effing toilet. She didn't think he was serious. He was serious.
I think I would have taken that guy serious on that situation. He's been complaining about the toilet for however long.
He's a plumber.
He's mad.
Yeah.
And he made it a point to say, I'm taking the toilet. I would have thought, he's probably going to take this toilet.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you really should have taken him seriously.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Think about it, though. It's the only toilet in her apartment, so she really can't go anywhere. She's going to have to, you know, run down and maybe go to a Starbucks or something if it's near her.
It's funny you said, I was reading a little bit about the article to get more information, and apparently she would have to go to the nearby Taco Bell.
That's how she had
to
do it.
That was her bathroom.
Yeah.
Until they replace the toilet.
Oh, that's that is a good way to get back at somebody if it's the only toilet and you have the ability to take it out of there.
And a great reason to just maybe get yourself a soft-shelled taco.
Yeah, see, you
Supreme, of course, because you're the sour cream.
You're a silver lining kind of guy, you are.
I mean, you have to purchase something in order to use the toilet.
Yeah, but then you're going to have to stay there because, you know, if you have too many soft taco Supremes, you're going to be using the toilet soon.
Circle of life.
Yeah, it's a back and forth. Yeah, I don't know, man. So a woman did break up with a boyfriend. He said, all right, well, I'm going to take your toilet. And based on this, we want you to finish this sentence. I can't believe my ex did blank when we broke up. Or what crazy thing did you do after someone broke up with you? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. I can't believe my ex did blank when we broke up. Or what crazy thing did you do after someone broke up with you? You calls and texts.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A woman breaks up with her boyfriend, and he's like, all right, I am out, and I'm taking the toilet. And he did, her only toilet in her apartment. Based on this, we want you to finish this sentence. I can't believe my ex did blank when we broke up. Or what crazy thing did you do after someone broke up with you? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Michael in Marysville, you are on The Rock.
BJ Shay.
Hey, what's up, buddy? Who cares? Who cares about it? What do you got for us,
it's
Michael?
All right. I care.
Thanks, man. All right, so who broke up with who? Did you get broken up with, or did she break up, or did you break up with her?
She broke up with me. So I have lost my job, so we had to move to her parents' basement. And about a month after that, still looking for work, she broke up with me. So, you know, I'm stressed out. I'm anxious and, you know, heartbroken because we've been together for a while. And as I'm, you know, in our room, just, like, trying to figure out what I'm going to do, she comes back into the room and goes to her box of stuff and breaks out the little box of her toys.
Oh, and, yes.
And then goes into the garage on the other side of the wall and very loudly proceeds to use them.
Oh, that's a lovely thing. And I guess that means I don't need you, buddy.
Right, so I go into the garage, and she's like, nope, go away. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
No, that was fun.
Yeah, that's how long did you have to live in that house and in the basement while you after you guys broke up?
About another month, and then her mom kicked me out because I was too miserable or whatever.
Oh, so they were letting you live there, thinking, well, you can live there for as long as you want. But yeah, man, I would not want to be there. Oh, damn.
Yeah, after about 2 weeks of not talking to her, or not looking at her, they're like, you know, something needs to change. So. Yeah.
Wow, damn, appreciate it. Yeah, see, that's a, I mean, I've got that situation with Johnny Rubbers in the house now.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's officially there full time.
So he now lives
in the joint.
He gets mail there?
I don't know if he's getting mail there yet. Haven't seen a whole lot of that come.
Yes, big smile from us, Aaron.
Okay,
he's getting
great.
Mail.
That's lovely.
Adam and Eve, mailers coming to your house now.
Yeah, that's exciting. Yeah, and I hope, I mean, that's the next thing I'm thinking of is, what if it gets awkward? Like, what happens?
Then you have to move out.
Yeah, I'll be the one that'll break up with me. All right, get out.
Look, we didn't have this talk with you.
Let's go to Andrew. Andrew's in Phoenix. Andrew, are you listening online or on our app?
Both, actually. I got one cuts out. I got another one just in case.
Well, don't forget, you can get us on radio.com now. That's where you can find KISW and a lot of other cool stations, radio.com. And there's an app for that, too. All right, Andrew, how about you, buddy? What was your situation?
Similar situation in the sense that she broke up with me. So she made it awkward because we had built a kitchen in our home together, and she had did all of the drawers inside of a center island piece. She made it awkward just because, you know, she was trying to be really sweet because I understood the situation. We were just done. We both knew we were done. And instead of just leaving peacefully, she took all of my boxers and the drawers in the kitchen.
What? All of your underwear and then the drawers in the kitchen island, even though you guys both agree, and she broke up with you.
Yeah.
That I don't understand. I don't understand. If somebody breaks up with you, why would they be the one to do the jerky thing? I don't get that.
I'm glad I got new boxers, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, that's always a good bright side, is you get to refresh on your boxers. But do you feel like you did anything to make her that?
Yeah.
I mean, crazy is crazy, but you never know. Was there anything that maybe makes you think that you did something to lead to her wanting to take all the drawers, both the actual physical drawers and your drawers?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, I'm not going to say no, and I'm not going to say yes. I mean, I think I was a pretty good dude, but who knows? I guess my understanding of good is not everybody else's understanding of good. But I mean, if you're crazy enough to take someone's underwear, I mean, enough said.
Yeah, I'll tell you this, you know, and this is the problem with most men and most women, and this is stereotypical. I mean, there's exceptions to every rule, but men just don't get a lot of communication beyond the verbal, and women are really good at communicating in certain ways and also picking up things. So they're always surprised when we're thick and don't get things, and I always tell them, don't be surprised. We're thick and don't get things. You really need to spell things out for a lot of us dudes.
We're a lot dumber than you think.
Yeah, we really are. And
you probably already think we're dumb.
And women are always surprised at that because they get so much more than we do. But yeah, you know, I mean, he probably did some stuff and unfortunately has no clue. No clue at all.
Dude, I'm looking at this text. My ex thought she would get back at me by shagging my alcoholic father. I told her I didn't give a crap and she just gave a 58-year-old man a 24-year piece of tail.
What? That's what you do? You go bang the dad?
Apparently. Another person says, after breaking up with my ex, I went and had sex with her cousin's wife, who got us together. My ex and her cousin were mad.
Wow. I just want to say right now, Sarah, if you ever have any problems with Johnny Rubbers, I'm not going to have sex with him. Tell him I'm not the place to go to get you mad, okay?
No?
Yeah. I want to spell that out right now. Let's go to Eric in Cincinnati. Jeez, Cincinnati. We're all over the place. We're worldwide, time. Baby. Mm-hmm. Eric in Cincinnati. You also,
go Reds.
Yeah. Don't forget radio.com. No, the Reds just took a beating last night. The Reds are really not doing well.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, sorry.
The other go Reds. Hopefully they turn it around like the Mariners.
The other Ohio team spanked them last night. What do you got for us, Eric?
Hey. First, I just want to say hey to Vicky and Sarah. This is Eric with the Silent H.
Oh, hey. He's a listener of the broadcast.
Nice. Oh, whoa. You guys have a listener?
Yeah. He actually writes in and sometimes leaves voicemails.
Damn. He's out there in Cincy just digging you two fine ladies.
Yeah, because we're pretty awesome broads.
Oh, is that it?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, Eric, welcome to the...
What's that silent H stand for?
Hose. And Eric's in a different area code, so that works out well.
Hey.
Eric, well, welcome to the main show, which really is...
the main show.
Filled with much more quality than the
major
broadcast.
Leagues.
That's right, buddy.
None of that Bush League stuff.
Exactly.
That's what the hell are.
That's what it's all about. All right, Eric, were you the one that got dumped, or were you the dumper?
I was the dumper.
All right, so she had to get back at you. What happened?
Yeah, so I used to be very particular about how I organized, like, my video games and DVDs. They were, you know, all alphabetical order.
Oh,
and
yeah.
All that stuff. So when I dumped her, I was a little scared what might happen because we shared an apartment and I had to go to work and she didn't. But, you know, I was just prepared for anything when I got home and... Nothing unusual when I first walked in, and then I went to go play a video game later that night, and there was a DVD in the video game on to play. So I started going through all my DVD cases and stuff, and she had reorganized all the movies and video games out of order, put video games in DVD cases.
Yeah, that's funny.
On top of that, she also took a picture of us that we had taken and framed, and she tore it up and hit it a bunch of places.
Oh, man.
And I kid you not, like, three moves later from that apartment, I still found, like, pieces of that picture torn up in my stuff. That's how well she hit it and put it in different spots.
How about this? Man, you know what? They say hell hath no fury, and wow, that's a beating.
But at the end of the day, I mean, the ripped stuff, I had to say, but reorganizing all the DVDs, as awful as that is, it's still harmless. You know, she didn't set fire to the person's
if
house.
If I gotta have something happen to me, it is a clerical nightmare because I have a lot, though. See, that's going to take me multiple days to get that back in order.
And if someone does that, they know that person really is meticulous about how they alphabetize their... So I think that's funny.
It's funny, but boy, I would be pissed.
It's not like urinating in a shampoo bottle. Not like I would ever do that in college.
Oh. Whoa.
Huh?
Steve?
Oh, wow. That come out? Sorry.
Hypothetically, whose shampoo was it?
This chick...
Oh, wow.
So me and my other buddies, we all went to their place on a house party. They still invited us to their house for a house party, so we all made sure that their shampoo was taken care of.
Oh, that's gross.
Yeah, I mean, this is all... Ricky Henderson did this.
Yes.
Ricky Henderson was very jealous and insecure.
You would never
college.
Do this.
You're right, I want my DVDs.
No, I'm mature. They were blonde, and we figured this would just help with their...
Oh, the golden highlights, you did a great job for everybody.
Allegedly.
Oh, wow.
I mean, at least I didn't do this. One person says via text, I had an ex take all of my left shoes.
Oh, damn. See,
that's
that
hilarious.
That would be a beating, too. What do you do?
I mean, you hop.
Yeah. I mean, what do? You got to go out in your socks. You're done.
You got to have some extra pair of shoes somewhere.
Oh, if she was good, she got them all.
I mean, you could always go out and buy a bunch of new shoes and then donate all of your, you know, right shoes to somebody who's missing a leg.
That's true.
And then you're doing a good deed.
We'll just go around and find someone who's on a peg leg and be like, hey.
Yeah.
I got you, bro.
Wait, you're on a right peg leg. Sorry, sir. I only have right. I'm sorry. You need left ones.
You need to find your soul mate.
Ugh. This is the kind of quality that gets people from Cincinnati to listen to the broadcast right there, Steve.
That's Bush League.
All right, listen, we're going to go up to the major leagues, okay, with some financial advice from our financial advisor. That's right. Call in now at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999 for Todd Peach.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. I have lots of tickets that I haven't paid. Can those be discharged through a bankruptcy?
Yes, there are some limits on what we can do with tickets. Tickets cannot be discharged in a full bankruptcy. In a Chapter 7 case, that won't help you get your license back. But in Chapter 13 reorganization, tickets are dischargeable. Most types of tickets are dischargeable. So you would have to pay back some of the tickets in a Chapter 13 case, but the vast majority of them could be discharged if you complete the plan. And again, you would get your license back right away when you filed the Chapter 13 case, as long as the only reason you don't have your license is because of failure to pay your tickets. But the Chapter 13 process will help you get your license back and repay a small portion of your tickets in most cases and get your license reinstated almost immediately.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.